Well, hey, and welcome to my latest podcast episode. My name is Chris J. Baker, and it's my pleasure to come and speak to you today. So one of the things that I really want to talk about on these podcasts is developing yourself and how you develop yourself to be the best version of you. So what does that mean to each of us? Well, to be honest, it means different things. We're all unique. So what it means to me is not necessarily what it will mean to you or what it will mean to your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, your kids. So how do we teach it? Well, what do you want to be? Who do you want to become? How do you want your life to go? What direction do you want it to go in? How do you measure your success? How do you know if you're on track to be who you want to become? Well, here's one of the things that I would say is you need to be the person you want to become. And what do I mean by that? Well, I mean that you need to act and behave in the manner of who you want to be in the future. Okay, so in other words, don't wait until you get to that position that you want to be in to do the things you want to do, all right, or to behave in the way you want to behave. You need to live that life now. All right, so I was always told at work that you should dress for the position that you want to have. All right, so if you want to be an executive, if you want to be a manager or a leader, you need to dress and behave in that manner now, not wait until you get to that position. You see, I've heard a lot of people that say, when I get a leadership position, I'll learn how to be a leader. Or when I get into a leadership position, I'll learn how to lead people. The problem is that's too late. Right? You should be leading people every day. You know, you'll have heard me talk before, and if you haven't, then I'll repeat it. And I'm not ashamed to repeat it, that leadership is influence and influence is leadership. Just because you haven't got leader in your title, it doesn't mean you're not a leader. Everybody is a leader. And why do I say that? Because, again, leadership is influence, and we all influence people every single day, whether that be our children, our siblings, our spouse, our co-workers. If we influence people, which we do, those people will follow us. And if we have people following us, then guess what? We're leaders. Now, we influence people whether we choose to or not, because people will do what people see. So our actions will influence other people to follow our actions. So think about that. If our actions are negative, then we're influencing other people to follow us in a negative way. If our attitude is, well, hey, I'm just going to do enough because I'm not a leader, I'm not paid to do any more, so I'm just going to do enough, then other people will follow that lead and they'll just do enough. And what actually happens there is that just doing enough actually is not enough. It will lower the average. So think about it the other way. Right? Think about what you can do to bring people forward. Think about how you can empower yourself to make a difference, not only in your life, but in other people's life. Think about how you can make intentional actions every day that will move you towards the life that you want. You know, John Maxwell will talk about his five levels of leadership. He'll talk about how there's a position level. When people are given the title of leader, they've got it on that basis of position. But you can't stay there, because if you stay there, it means that nobody is respecting you. Right? Nobody is choosing to follow you. They're following you because they have to, because you've been given the title of leader. Well, if you just stay at that level, those people won't follow you for long because they've got no reason to follow you, and therefore your influence over them will be less. And if you're a leader and you've got nobody following you, you're just going for a walk. And that's not a good place to be. So you'd move up then to the next level of leadership, which is permission. And this is where people are following you because they want to. But even then, that's not a good place to stay. You need to move to the level three, which is production. And people choose to follow you because you produce results. This is when you become a real leader. This is when you get in real influence. Now, you may go between these three levels, and you may find you're in the different levels with different people. And that's okay too. The biggest thing is awareness of what position you're in. Awareness of what influence you have over other people and how you use that influence. You see, I want you guys to influence people in a positive way, to let people know that they can do better, that they can grow, and that their opinions matter, that they can make a difference. What happens then is you move into level four, which is people development. Right? See, if you can produce other people and develop other people to be leaders, right? Leaders amongst their peers. Again, even if they haven't got that title, it doesn't matter. Let them know that they are leaders amongst their peers. They can influence their peers. Their opinion counts. What they do counts, and it matters. They will give you more and more and more. And then our level of average is increasing because everybody is there. They're moving from having to be at work to wanting to be at work. They're moving away from celebrating hump day to actually celebrating Monday. Think about that. What a difference that would make, not only in their lives, but in your life. Right, this is all about creating a legacy and creating this legacy of leadership excellence that I firmly believe in, and creating a culture of empowerment where everybody feels involved. And then the highest level of leadership is what we call the pinnacle leadership, and that's where you are developing other people to level four. Right, so this is the multiplication effect or the compounding effect. And consistency of behavior compounds, and then it becomes contagious. Now that again works both ways. So do you want to be consistently delivering adequate or mediocre performance, which then compounds and everybody else copies that mediocre performance? Or do you want to deliver consistently high performance, where you are motivating other people to be the best they can be? You are compounding that high performance so other people are performing at a higher level every day. Do that and make that contagious and see what a difference it has in people's lives, not only in your life, in their life, but in everybody's lives that they touch. So that's your co-workers, that's their co-workers, that's their family, that's your customers. That is the place that you want to be in, that place where that consistently high performance, consistently doing the right thing, compounds amongst the workplace, compounds amongst everybody that you come into contact with, and becomes contagious. That's how we make a difference in the world. That's how you make a difference in your life. That's how you make yourself more marketable in the workforce. And guess what? That's how you will get on. Right, so you can make a difference in your life. So think about it. How are you influencing people positively today? What difference are you making in people's lives today? All right, today matters, guys. Today is the only day you can actually positively or negatively impact anything. Yesterday's gone. Tomorrow hasn't come yet. So work on today. Feel free to reach out to me if you've got any questions or if there's anything that you would like me to talk about. You can get me at my email address is chris@chris-j-baker.com. That's chris@chris-j-baker.com. And my website is www.chris-j-baker.com. I look forward to speaking to you again soon. Have a great day. And go out and make a difference. Bye for now.